Hey guys, how you doing? Here's Junior speaking. Welcome back to my English podcast. Once again, it's such a good pleasure to have you here. Thanks a lot for all your support that has been given to me and to my channel. So today we'll continue studying the present simple tense using the auxiliary verb do, alright? But in another conditions. Pay attention. Let's do it. Well, guys, first of all, we are going to make a really short review of our last class, right? In our last class, we studied how to make interrogative sentence in the present simple tense using the auxiliary verb do, okay? We know that we use do with the first, with the second person of singular, and with the third and fourth person of plural, right? We are going to use does with the third person of singular, okay? Let me give you only two examples of each. It's going to be really fast. Well, using do. Do you live near here? Do you live near here? Yes, I do. That would be a short answer. Let's make a long answer for these questions. Yes, I live near here. Using the third person of singular. Does she like to play football? Does she like to play football? Yes, she does. That would be a short answer, right? So now let's make a long answer for this question. Yes, she likes to play football. Yes, she likes to play football. Okay, that was the subject we studied in our last class. Well, today I want to bring your attention to how to make negative sentence using the auxiliary verb do and does, okay? It will be similar to an exercise. I will be giving to you two affirmative sentences, and I want you to turn it to a negative sentence, okay? The first affirmative sentence is, she likes to go to school every day. I want you to turn this sentence into a negative sentence. How that would be? She doesn't like to go to school every day. So the auxiliary verb, when you are making a negative sentence, it comes before the verb, right? It will always come before the verb. Now, the second sentence. I love to hook up with my friend John. Or better saying, I like to hook up with my friend John. Now I want you to put this affirmative sentence into a negative one. How that would be? Remember that the auxiliary verb comes before the verb, right? The verb on this sentence is the verb to like, right? So, turn this sentence into a negative sentence. What I have to do? I do. It will turn to don't. Remember that we are talking about a negative sentence. Do, don't. I don't like to hook up with my friend John. You get it, guys? I'm gonna give you one more example using the first person of plural. We love to hear Mariah Carey singing. We love to hear Mariah Carey's music. Okay, let's do it again. We love to hear Mariah Carey's music. Or better saying, as I did before, we don't like to hear Mariah Carey's music. I want you to turn the sentence, this affirmative sentence, into a negative one. What do you have to do? We keep the personal pronoun we, do we are going to use don't before the verb, right? Because we are making a negative sentence. So we don't, we like, we don't, we like, we don't like. You get it? So the auxiliary verb, it comes before the verb, right? The verb on this sentence is the verb to like. So it will be in the middle of the personal pronoun we and the verb to like. We don't like to hear Mariah Carey's music. Do you get it? Well, guys, I hope, you know, I could help you a lot with this class. Just in case you have any doubt about what we have just studied, all right, I want you to send me a private message as soon as I receive it. I will reply it back to you, okay? Thanks a lot once again to be connected. Thanks a lot to be sharing the link of my channel with your friends, with those that are on their English learning process, okay? I feel glad, you know, to be helping, you know, other people to learn incredible language, you know, like the English culture, right? Thank you guys for everything. Hope to see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye. See ya.